Sorry. The I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network includes An Evening at the Movies, Crime Rewind, Crushgasm, Literature Reapers, Love is Black, Winner of the Prize, The Simplest, and of course, Masturbators. Please check out all of our podcasts for all of your different podcast needs at IDNMTRpodcastnetwork.com. Now, Masturbators is always done in front of a live social media audience and is a mature podcast that talks about mature things. It is not kid-friendly, but if you want to listen with your kids, that's on you. We warned you, and have a good day.
Hello. My name is DeAndre Robinson. Welcome to the I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network drives. And my opening is almost the same opening that I had last week. Is the fact, I'm going to say this right now, fuck Walmart. Fuck Walmart to the, oh, Jesus Christ, lazy bastards. and these are my friends. Say hello, friends. Start with Amanda.
Hello. Happy to be here. Excited to draft. Do you guys hear an echo?
A little bit.
Just, no.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay. Recording in a different room because of my broken ankle. So, yeah, let's do it. I'm excited.
Shanna.
Hi, everybody. Happy draft night. I am super excited to play with my friends.
All right. Kendra.
Hello. Yeah, excited to be here. I thought of something. I want the guy from B-52s to battle the guy from Cameo. Because they'd be like, and he'd be like, like, imagine that. It'd be so funny. But yes, happy to be here.
Casey.
Hi. Happy day after Russell Wilson got cut by the fucking Denver Broncos day to everybody. I'm happy to be here, happy to be drafting, and I'm happy that piece of crap got cut. So, next.
And Josh.
Hey, what's good, everybody? It's Josh, a.k.a. J-Time, excited for another Tuesday night draft.
You got the radio voice on. Jesus Christ. You got a quiet storm voice, man. All you need is that whole beat right there, you'd be great. All right, so before we start, I need to do something special. All right, let me do something special. And if you indulge me, I'm going to do this. This person right here, her name is Emily Fish. This is my fiance, the mother of my two kids and mother of three kids. And I love her a lot. She is one of the best things that ever happened to me. She made me a far better person than I was. So I'm going to say this right now. Tomorrow's her birthday. I'm going to say this live on air. Happy birthday to the love of my life, Emily Fish.
Aww, happy birthday, Emily.
Aw, how cute.
There you go.
I love right. love.
Okay.
I love love for everyone but me. Like, y'all can have it, but I love
say, what's love got to do with it?
Exactly.
All right. So, we are going to do two drafts today. The first draft is I am not going to be drafting. This is going to be a fun one. It's called Caption Me. I won one of the drafts. Emily says, I love you so much, baby. Again, go to my page. Okay, you're not on the wrong, you know, wrong page. I love you too, but Jesus, fuck all if I can't see you. And she said, and see, that was so sweet. All right, anyway, so I won, and I am not going to be doing this draft, okay, because it's about me. This is called Caption Me. I asked the network to pick six pictures of me, and they're going to make the best, funniest captions. All right? You got to make me laugh. Now, I won't be picking the winner. Social media won't be picking the winner. We have a special group of people that are going to be picking the winner. Okay? So, I'm going to put the picture up, and then you're going to be capturing that picture. And here's the rock. Here it goes. All right. So, it goes Kendra, Amanda, Shanna, Casey, then Josh. And then, like always, it's Nick style. So it's Josh, Casey, Shanna, Amanda, Kendrick. All right.
Okay.
First things first is Amanda, and we're going to be doing this picture first. So Kendrick first.
All right, this one. Oh, F2. Living your best life in an indoor swap meet tee.
That's great.
All right. Amanda.
Okay. Mine is when you're 3-4 locos deep and a Creed song comes on.
I love Creed though, so there you go.
Anybody remember Four Loko?
Oh, I do.
Way too many memories.
Those crack in the can when it first came out, it was crack in the can.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Shannon.
Dance Moves brought to you by the Shake Weight.
Oh, the Shake Weight.
All right, Casey.
Copyright protection, but adrenaline in my soul, every thought out of control.
Okay.
That's enough.
Cody Rose.
Ray does.
But tell you that, I'm not picking the winner. So, I mean, All right. And Josh.
Oh, Lord. I should not have eaten that egg salad sandwich. My guts is bubbling.
Gross.
Damn. Sorry. All right. So I'm not going to go over this because the people, we have like 30 people watching. So the people that's going to be voting are watching. So they see it. All right, so I am going to go back to the backstory though. So this is the Eye of a Tree, the PA Eye of a Tree from Pennsylvania. I grew up in foster care, so everybody, when you see the picture, who was in foster care as well. And this is our dance in the Eye of a Tree. And the girl in the back, nobody would dance with her, so I decided to. So I have fun, all right? So,
nice.
All
right.
I didn't even notice her until now. Honestly.
Yeah, me either.
Okay. All right.
So, wow. That's why nobody's dancing with her. Oh,
shit. Damn. Savage.
That's why no one was dancing with her. Nobody noticed her.
Emily said, I said, it must be ass because ain't your face on the tip.
Can we say our honorable mentions?
Yes. All right. Can you have any honorable mentions?
Because you're going like this. I said, doing the Amistad shackle shuffle.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I thought that was too dark, but I thought it was funny.
So dark.
Amanda, you have any mentions?
No.
Shanna?
Nope.
Casey?
Yeah, no, I have one for each picture.
All right, Josh?
No, I only have one for each picture, too.
All right, next picture. Josh, you're first, and we're going with this one.
You all not ready for all this greatness.
Mm. All right,
such
Casey.
A cute picture.
Casey.
I promise you in 20 years, I will not make these rankings.
Nice. Cute.
All right, Shanna.
They better not be lying when they say boobs are better when you're older.
they were not actually. Amanda.
Okay, well, I feel a little bad. Oh, sorry. I feel a little bad because I did not caption mine with something kid friendly. So I put when you watch two girls one cup for the first time.
I guess that's the before pick, right? All innocent.
No, he's into it.
I hope. All right. And Kendra.
The baby picture. Oh, when your parents believe the cat shit in the planner, because you're like, you did it.
They shit in the what?
The planter. Oh, when your parents believe the cat shit in the planner. Planter.
All right. Okay. Do anyone have any arguments?
The live action Bebe's Kids. And
live action Bebe's Kids.
Yo, I'd love to see a live action Bebe's Kids. I mean, we kind of got that with Bernie Mac, but.
And Mimi says she loves it. All right.
Yay.
All right. She found your page.
So, yeah, she did. This is just big picture. I bought a lot of them, and someone just decided that this would be a great one to caption. So there you go.
Very cute.
All right. Our next picture is this one. Yeah. All right. Kendra.
Just a Christian rap album cover.
Well, that's great.
Oh, that's all right, Amanda.
When it's April 2nd and she's still pregnant.
Damn.
Wow.
I was trying to be savage. I'm not talking about you and Emily. It's just I didn't make mine on you. I'm just making mine off whatever the picture looks like.
Trust me, we both okay. Trust me, it's fine.
Okay.
Shannon.
Maintain eye contact to establish dominance.
Yes. All right, Casey.
Let's go with "Come on, baby, light my fire."
All right, and Josh.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. But most of all, it was my time.
Nice.
Slam poetry.
Crazy biopic.
All right, just because you got the long ass captions. All right, so this picture,
it was longer. I cut it short too.
This picture was my first week in Oregon, literally the first week to the day in Oregon. And this is actually on the beach in Seaside, Oregon. And a friend of mine that went to high school with me was there, and he came and took professional pictures with a fucked up camera phone, and got this. So yeah, that was it. And
you don't look too happy.
He told me he's not smiling much. So, and Emily said, "Oh my God, amazing, Kendra, amazing." All right, so we're going next with this.
Oh.
All right, Kendra.
Oh, this one? I just said when the lights come up at 2 a.m. in the club.
All right, Amanda.
I didn't really have a good one for this. sorry. I went with when the drunk pics from last night don't disappoint.
Is it a bookstore?
Yeah. I've been drunk at Barnes & Noble. I thought that was a thing people do. Okay.
All right. Shannon.
Big guy, little spoon.
That's cute.
Casey.
When Dre and Hugsy, his bedtime pal, find each other, it's all magic.
Dre, when we're done, I'll ask everybody to send me their list. That way, it's all right.
Yeah.
Type too much.
All right, and Josh.
I bet you're wondering how I got here. It's a long story involving a harmonica, a zebra, and lots of weed.
Yeah, I'm out. Right, listen. Yeah, I'll, yeah. Everybody send it to me.
Yeah, that's fine.
Long ass. All right. So this caption was I had to bring something back from Amazon. I forgot what it was that they needed, so I had to return it, and I had to go to where we returned that, and they had this big ass sloth there. I was like, fuck it. And me and him going to just take a picture together, and we did. He said it was cool. So I mean, cool.
Jay, I do that too. Anytime there's a giant stuffed animal, I take a picture with it.
And then Emily said the capture speed wants me out of those. All right, next. Josh, you're next, and it is this one.
Damn, I'm tired. Forrest Gump made this look easy. Run, Drake, run!
All right. That Forrest Gump making the easy thing with coming here. I'm not gonna lie. All right, Casey.
Let's go with the inappropriate version. I really need to bust a nut.
Okay. Shanna.
When the fresh food comes out at the buffet.
Yes. Yes. Amanda.
When everyone else at the starting line is Jamaican.
Oh, shit.
We'll sing.
All right. And Kendra.
When Maury says, you are the father.
And Kendra just won. Great.
Right?
Yeah. Oh my God.
I love what do you meme. I love memes. Me too. I wish I could be a memeologist. It's just an art form.
It's an amazing game.
So Emily laughed. But how are though? I mean, even though I'm not gonna lie, that round, I mean, to me, it was funny as hell. That goes to Kendrick. But the closest one was Amanda, actually. So this was the MLK run in Portland. And I was not in shape already at all, but I decided to do it. And the dumbest thing you could do is try to run a 5K, not in shape. And then the extra dumb thing you could do is try to start in the front and keep up with everybody. And keep up with everybody. I tried to do that. My dumb ass got tired really fast. So Amanda, you were very, very close on that caption. All right. And last but not least, we have this one.
I can't wait to hear this story.
When you order a stripper off wish.com.
Kendra? Yeah. I literally wrote that, except I wrote Sheehan.
I don't know how to say that word, so I wouldn't have.
I don't really either.
Right, I'm like,
time? Does that mean I have to do a different one?
If you want to write Sheehan, I mean, you can.
I mean, that's, I literally had the same, I said, when you order your dancer from Sheehan.
All right. You want to keep that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Do you guys think I do have a backup, but I don't, what do you guys think?
So it's up to you.
It's up to you, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to keep it then, because I thought it was funny.
All right. Shanna.
When your buddies are too cheap to spring for a decent stripper.
Everyone's shit on the stripper.
Please tell me that's not Emily.
That is not Emily.
Okay.
Emily is a lady.
That's what I thought too. But I'm just,
I don't think
sure.
Emily gets that kind of back sweat.
Yeah, that's definitely not Emily. Emily would kill me if I did this shit. I would have died on air.
All right. We just would have seen her storm in.
I don't think Emily would be topless at a buffet.
I hope not. All right, Casey.
Let's go with the happy time celebrations.
Huh. All right, and Josh.
Maybe it's the 420, maybe it's the Henny, but this stripper's starting to look like Maya Rudolph.
All right.
So, a lot of delusion.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, I'm never going to be that high. Listen, so I was at, so this picture, I'm in Vegas actually, about 2-3 years ago. And I'm at the restaurant called Dick's.
Dick's Last Resort?
Yeah.
And where they meet you?
Yeah. You ever been to Dick's? Yeah. You ever been to Dick's? You ever been to Dick's that they, you know, we are mean to you and all that kind of good stuff. And then the DJ will come around and people will pay them and give you a lap dance. And I just found out that I'm having Sasha. So the people that I went with paid the DJ to give me a lap dance. This is actually, and he's right, there's actually a video of him giving me a lap dance as well.
Right. I hope you share this photo at her future wedding and tell that story, please.
So yeah,
I mean, and I want to see the video.
The video's on Facebook. I found it. It said it must be the ass because it ain't just any attention again. All right, so yeah, that was fun. There's something fun, something you haven't done before.
I wish we could play that game together. I wish we all had What Do You Mean and we could play it together.
Oh, I would love it. Well, so, okay.
Yeah, but everybody gets it.
I haven't.
I would have to get it. But yeah, I
have Overrated. That one's really fun too. Yeah.
So
you match the Yelp review with an item or a location.
I want to thank you guys for doing this. I always wanted to do Roast Me for my birthday, but I never could do it. So I am going to try do a roast of DeAndre Robinson soon. However, though, before we go into the future, we must go into the past. We need to talk about what happened last week. The winners of last week's draft, the Star Trek draft, top for third was myself and Amanda. Second was Casey, and first was Josh.
Yeah.
And then for for greatest movie characters, we have Casey and we have Amanda tied for second, but winning by a long shot was Harvey.
Always a bridesmaid.
By a long shot. So, Josh, do you want to talk about what we're doing next week?
Yes. So we will be drafting female artists, music supergroups. And so you're going to use 5 slots to pick a female artist. You can't pick the same artist as somebody else. However, you can pick artists from the same group. In the 6th slot, no bench. Instead, you're going to give your supergroup a name.
Nice.
Indeed. And Harvey's not here to say his name. Anybody remember what Harvey's was?
No.
So Harvey's is to be surprised, okay? And for the veto count, we have so the winner right now for the veto count is Harvey, so by 1 point. All right, so Shanna, you still get to use your veto. You still got three. You got this next upcoming draft and 2 more weeks to use your veto. All right. Okay, so speaking of Shanna, tell us what we're doing next.
We are drafting our top 5 plus 1 bench best dance scenes in a movie.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Rules are, once a movie is taken, like let's say a movie has more than one dance scene, once the dance scene from the movie is taken, it's off the table.
That's not fair.
I like it. I like it a lot. All right, and here how it goes. It goes Casey, then Shanna, then Kendra, then Amanda, then Josh, then myself. And like always, the snake style, so it goes myself, Josh, Amanda, Kendra, Shanna, and then Casey. Casey, are you ready? Is that a yes?
I suppose I have 2 options, but I'm not sure which one I want to go with, but I'll pick one and I'll go.
All right, go ahead.
I feel like my other options are going to get back around to me, so I'll go ahead and throw it in the garbage, and I'm going to go with the Footloose finale.
All right.
What did you pick?
Footloose finale.
Shanna.
We're going to do the time warp.
Bitch.
You suck.
Is that
you Rocky went first. You could have picked that one.
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
All right, Kendra.
The final scene in Dirty Dancing. The lift.
Of course.
Yeah, I knew that one wasn't getting to Amanda.
All right, Amanda.
Wasn't my first pick anyway. I am going with Romy, Michelle, and Sandy. Dancing a Time After Time.
That was going to be my first.
Yeah, that was one of my backups.
All right, Josh.
Good. I'm going with Eye to Eye from Goofy Movie.
To kick him out of this network. Nice.
I think he's going to make it to me.
All right. I think I'm going to have a clean setup with mine, so I'm going good. I am going the broom scene from Breaking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Breaking. Yeah. Obviously, I'm going to go Ray Black here. So there you go. So Footloose.
Roll bounce.
Footloose finale. Time warp. Rock her picture show. Final scene in Dirty Dancing. Romeo and Michelle and Sandy. Eye to Eye. Goofy Movie and Rock and Breaking broom scene. It's on me. And let's go Blacker again. Let's go Breaking 2, Dancing on the Roof.
wait. Breaking 2, Electric Boogaloo?
Breaking 2, Electric Boogaloo!
Yeah. All right.
Josh.
I'm going with Napoleon Dynamite, Canned Heat.
Damn it.
My tots.
Tina, eat your food.
All right. Amanda.
I am going with the Thriller dance from 13 Going on 30.
You whore.
That was my daughter doing MJ in case you didn't hear it.
You kind of veto.
Damn it, Casey, shut up.
But it won't get to me. Kendra can take it.
Hey, I'm trying to get that thing off the table before she uses it on me. So,
Kendra.
The talent show in Little Miss Sunshine.
God damn it.
Nice.
I thought that would get back to me. I really did. Damn it.
All right. We have Shanna.
I'm going the gas station scene from Magic Mike 2.
Yay. Best part of the movie.
Kendra, I'm so mad at you right now.
A lot of mine are gone. It's slim.
Casey.
Let's go with the possessed dinner scene from Beetlejuice.
Damn it. All my favorite ones are going away.
Alright.
Blame Shanna.
Alright, so we got Breaking 2, Dancing on the Roof, Napoleon Dynamite scene, Thriller Dance, 13 Going on 30, Talent Show, Little Miss Sunshine, Gas Station scene, Magic Mike, and dinner scene, Beetlejuice. Casey, so you. Round 3.
He's on down the road, the Wiz.
You suck, monkey boy! Oh, you suck. Damn.
Veto. I'm using the veto.
Oh!
Here you go. Because guys,
damn you, I knew that was gonna.
I didn't even have that as I had another scene in that movie, but. Go ahead. You got to pick another movie.
Shannon, if he takes one of mine because you did that, we're going to have words.
Okay. I accept that.
Okay. So I'm going to go fishing for an Amanda pick then.
It's just rude.
Well, no, I won't. I'll be nice. Score tonight from Grease 2.
Good one.
Nice.
That's a good one. I didn't have it on my list, but that's a good one.
Too bad Do It For Your Country didn't have a good dance scene.
Reproduction.
No, I thought about that too, and I'm like, yeah, that really wasn't. That was more a song than it was a dance.
Reproduction, technically, they have had a dancing, technically. They're technically dancing. All right.
They're doing some kind of dancing.
Shannon?
My turn. I'm going with Midnight Margaritas, Practical Magic, Lime in the Coconut.
Nice.
Yeah. Good pick.
That is a really good one.
All right. Kendra.
The Girls of Rock and Roll from the Chipmunk Adventure.
Mm-hmm. Aww.
I love them.
Hey, the Girls of Rock and Roll.
Rock and Roll. So good. Vocalist of their time.
She's messing with all this shit next to me and she's going to break something.
Amanda.
I'm so sorry. I thought I muted myself. I'm so sorry, you guys. I apologize. I can catch. Okay, I'm going with It's Tricky from White Chicks.
Ooh, nice.
All right, and Josh.
I'm going with I Like to Move It from Madagascar.
Yes. I like to move it, move it.
Well, it's on me. And thank you, Shannon, because I get the Wiz here, but I'm not going to do Wiz here because Amanda gave me a reason. I was going to go all black here, but I got to go with this. It's just Amanda went Tricky from White Chicks. I'm going It's Tricky Road Trip.
Yeah.
I love that guy.
That might be better.
All right, so we got Scorching Night, Midnight Margaritas, Girls of Rock and Roll, Tricky from White Tricks, like to Move and Move It, and It's Tricky Road Trip. It's on me now. I'm going to pick this damn thing. And I'm going to go Everybody Rejoice from The Wiz. Rejoice from The Wiz. The better scene. I love these on down the road.
I thought you couldn't pick something from the same movie.
He got vetoed.
He got vetoed.
Oh, that's right. I forgot he got vetoed. Yeah, never mind.
Shannon's an ass.
She got vetoed. I'm sorry.
All right, Josh.
Hey, Baxter, a bitch, Shannon.
I'm going to go with I Need a Hero scene in Shrek.
Oh, yes. Nice. I miss those Arby's commercials with the I need a hero.
No, they have Shrek raves.
Oh, that's
like people dress up and they like rave and Shrek here. My brother went to one.
That is awesome.
Amanda.
I'm trying to say if I should go for votes. Or if I should just go with the really fun ones that I like. Ooh. I am picking Low from Tropic Thunder. Les Goodman.
Yeah.
Full bottom jeans.
All right, Kendra.
I'm going to go with Bop to the Top from High School Musical. One of my favorites. Nobody loves High School Musical. Okay. Haters.
It's okay.
Great trilogy. Check it.
I was forced to watch it so many times with my daughter.
Forced? No, there's no forcing.
Yo, okay. Shanna.
I am going... The Barbie movie, Dance the Night Away.
Oh, damn it. I should have taken that already.
All right. And Casey.
Let's go The Parade from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Nice.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
AKA the debut of Flash Mobs.
Right.
All right, so we got Everybody Rejoice, I Need a Hero, Low, Bop to the Top, Dance the Night Away, and The Parade from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Casey, round five.
Huh. I did not realize that this has not been taken yet. Mia Wallace and Vincent Vega from Pulp Fiction.
Nice.
All right, Shannon.
I'm gonna go Murder on the Dance Floor, Saltburn.
Oh my God. You win. You win. You get my
point. I knew it.
I didn't even think of that.
Kendra.
That's all I think about.
Dave was packing.
Helicopters.
He was. He's a grower and a tower.
Yeah.
I'm going with Kat Stratford and 10 Things I Hate About You, the Biggie.
Nice.
Where she's dancing to Biggie Drunk.
She bangs her head.
All right, Amanda.
Okay. Crap. I'm going with Tequila from Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Oh. Ooh, good one.
That was going to be my bench, you asshole.
Sorry, Casey.
Emily likes that song.
You're not.
I am right. Too.
Josh.
I'm going with I'm a Goofy Goober from the SpongeBob movie.
Nice.
You got that statement right.
It's on me. Let's go deep cut here. Let's take it from Moonwalker and let's go Smooth Criminal.
Good one.
Michael Jackson Moonwalker.
Oh, I did not even think about that.
I didn't either. Damn. All
right. So we got the diner dance Pulp Fiction, Murder on the Dance Floor, Saltburn, Cat, 10 Things I Hate About, 10 Things I Hate About You, Tequila, Pee Wee, Big Adventure. I'm a Goofy Goober, SpongeBob movie, and Moonwalker, Smooth Criminal. We got one more, and it's our bench. And I don't know how black I want to go. fuck it. Let's go with the intro scene. Fuck it. No, I got to go with Deep Cut Black as well. I'm going the last dance battle, and you got Surf.
When you said the intro scene, I knew you was talking about You Got Served.
No.
Such a good movie.
That was a different movie. But yes.
Gotcha.
I am going to go the last dance battle at the end at You Got Served.
That's a good pick.
All right. Josh.
I'm going with I'll Make a Man Out of You from Mulan. Mm.
Oh, good one.
All right, Amanda.
Okay, I'm going to keep my silly trend going. I'm going to take Staying Alive from Airplane. Seems hilarious.
All right. Kendra.
I'm going with the last scene in Sister Act 2, the competition.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
All right, and Shanna.
I think I'm going to go with Perks of Being a Wallflower, Come on, Eileen.
Yes, good one.
Hashtag coming next month on an evening at the movies.
Very true.
Is Kendra going to be on that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The birthday movie.
That's Kendra's birthday movie.
Yeah, that's why I asked, because I know it's one of my favorites. All right, and last but not least, Casey.
Thank you, Shannon, for not breaking my heart again. I'm going to go animated because I need a little animation on my list. You know what? I just can't wait to be king from The Lion King. Thank you very much.
Nice.
All right, so we have You Got Served, dance battle at the end. I Make a Man Out of You, Mulan, Staying Alive, Airplane, last scene of Sister Act 2. Come on, Eileen, which could be a song or a porno. Personally, and And I can't wait to be king, the Lion King. All right. If you have any honorable mentions, let's do it right now. Casey, you got any honorable mentions? Couple?
Realistically, I have a shitload, but I'll just give a couple. Cheek to Cheek from, I'm going with the Green Mile, but it's not originally from the Green Mile. More Than a Woman, Saturday Night Fever. Grease Lightning from Grease. Since my Grease 2 got vetoed. No, it wasn't my Grease 2 that got vetoed. It was my Wiz that got vetoed. And Art Over Artist, because I know some people aren't going to appreciate the artist on this one, but Jailhouse Rock.
Jailhouse Rock was a good scene.
Mm-hmm. All right, Shanna, in the comments, couple?
I had the prom scene from She's All That.
Yeah, I'm surprised no one picked that.
Oh, damn. Don't stop, brother. Check it out. I'm surprised nobody got that either. That's true.
That was very surprising. Ballet from Center Stage. Mm-hmm. The final dance scene from Step Up 2. Hip to Be Squared from American Psycho.
Mm.
And I think that's it for me.
Is the final dance scene in the Step Up 2 that we go outside in the cars?
Yeah. In the rain.
Yeah. All right, Kendra.
I had the Forbidden Dance, Lombada, that movie. Just the whole movie. I love
that
movie.
That is such a guilty pleasure movie.
My mom made me watch that all the time when I was a kid. Like, she was obsessed with it. I was like, yeah. It's like, your mom was like definitely a single mom in the 90s if she was fucking with that movie. Flash Dance, Save the Last Dance, where she's like,
her audition.
Yeah, and then just Hoedown Throwdown from Hannah Montana movie. Check
it out. Oh, nice.
Okay. Amanda.
I'm kind of like Casey. I had like an entire page. We should have just done a part two. I had the ending of Hairspray, the You Can't Stop the Beat, the Cuban Pete dance from The Mask, the ending of Black Swan. Ducky in Pretty in Pink when he's dancing a Terrible Tenderness. And I did have Saturday Night Fever. I had the You Should Be Dancing, the dancing with John Travolta. And then also Pony from Magic Mike.
Oh, yes. Oh, I thought you said a song from Mask, the Cher movie. I was like, I don't remember.
No, The Mask of Jim Carrey. Yeah, there are no fun dance scenes in that. That movie's a bummer.
All right. Josh.
I had no honorable mentions. I was able to get everything on my list.
Oh, wow.
All right. I do have a couple. I have five, actually. Mike said the Cuban dance. Yes. So
that's my dad.
Oh, hi, Dad. So I have, I'm not gonna lie, I had Stomp the Yard, the club band. I did. All right. I got the beginning of, I was gonna go Do the Right Thing, the beginning of Do the Right Thing. But Rosie Perez just had the mean face, just doing this shit like that. I had Jackass Number 2, Buster Thompson. Then Cool Rider, Grease 2. And Skid Row, Little Shop of Horror.
Oh, yeah.
And then I asked Shannon.
Oh, I didn't even think about Little Shop of Horror.
And then I asked Shannon, can we, is it just movies? And she said yes, but it hurt my heart because if it was movies and TV shows, my very, very first pick, if I could have got it, would have been Umbrella Academy Footloose. That's the best damn scene I've ever seen. My goddamn life. Umbrella Academy Footloose would have been my very, very first pick if it could be TV shows. Right? So that was our draft for best dance scenes in the movies. I want to thank Amanda for doing the graphics. And yeah, let's say our goodbyes, starting with.
Hey, everybody, this was a lot of fun. And depending upon how fast these goodbyes go, shit, this is another record for us. An Evening at the Movies drops every Wednesday morning. We're starting this week with movies that everybody should see once in their lifetime. as well as here at the end of April. Like I said, we will be celebrating Kendra on her birthday. So check that episode out as well, as we'll be discussing perks of being a wallflower. So lots of fun. I can't wait to be back here next week for some more shenanigans. And next.
Hi, everybody. I am Shanna, one of the co-hosts of Crime Rewind. Dropped a brand new episode today. Amanda and I are back bringing you bi-weekly crime cases of the old, cold, and often untold. And then we also are bringing back Literature Reapers real soon. So check us out.
All right.
Hello, I'm Kendra. You can find me on crushgasmpodcast.com, where guests come through and they talk about a crush they've had in their life, whether it be a musician or a Hollywood It List person or somebody from the CW. They're all on my show. And then you can go to kendrawritesstuff.com, where you can find all the little things I write. My most recent article, 21 Things That Trigger Millennials. It's a pretty good one. Unless you're a millennial, then you're going to be triggered. But.
Hey, what's up, man? It's Josh, a.k.a. J-Time, and you can find me every other Saturday on Toontastic Journeys, going back in time and reliving the nostalgia of childhood cartoons. Check us out on the 16th as we watch The Sword and the Stone, and on the 30th as we explore the world of Steven Universe. You can also find me on Fridays doing the I Did Not Make These Rankings Podcast Network Masturbators Bracket Review in the Season to Season Podcast Show.
All right. And
oh, sorry, I was trying to scroll back through the group text and find Harvey's topic for next week, but I couldn't.
Oh, I got it.
Okay. It's like right on the tip of my tongue. But anyway, I'm Amanda, host of The Sip List, co-host of the aforementioned shows that you heard about from Shanna and Casey. And yeah, definitely check it out. It's March. We are celebrating Women's History Month. We have our first episode with CJ, top five Britney Spears songs. And actually tomorrow night. Oh, and Casey. Sorry, Casey.
Thank you.
And then tomorrow I'll be recording with Kendra and Shanna, and we will be doing top five TV characters that make us feel seen. I think that's going to be a really fun one. And then we have some other ones coming up too. So yeah, stay tuned for that and see y'all next week.
All right. This is for Shanna. Hi. All right. So, just like Amanda, we are doing Women's History Month for Masturbators as well. I am hoping to have Amanda, Shanna, and Kendra come off to do one-on-ones to do the best women-led movies. I don't think I did. I think if I did do one, it just would be Kendra, but I don't remember doing one with Kendra. So hopefully I can have all three come off sometime this month to do those. And if anybody's going to do it, they come on as well. We are recording our new episode of Season to Season on Friday. And that episode is going to be about Sons of Anarchy and how much I hate Jim Attila. and then our next episode, then our next you? Show. Yeah. And then our next show we will be viewing will be This Is Us, which is.
Oh God.
Which is going to
be a hard that episode to... ain't dropping for about 6 months, though.
Oh, my goodness. Luck. Oh, my goodness. All right. So we're going to be doing that, and we're still doing the reviews. I thank you guys for coming out. I thank you guys for doing the caption meet and doing the choreograph dance scenes. And we are out.
Vote for Shanna.